My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. In just a moment, you're going to hear from David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, and what they have going on at the MHA Nation and Energy Empowerment. Plus, Bruce Emmel, Associate Vice President for the National Energy Center of Excellence. Thomas Williamson, the president of Chippewa Resources. Luis Dardis tells us about Succeed 2020, a program put on by Hess Corporation. Plus Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources.
Dave Williams, Missouri River Resources.
First off, tell me about Missouri River Resources.
Well, a tribally owned oil and gas company for the MHA Nation out of Newtown, North Dakota. Been in business for going on 5 years now.
Last time we spoke, you talked about making the company Native American employee from the accountant to the engineer to the scientist. Is that still the plan?
Oh, of course. Of course. In fact, Amber and Amanda are both Native American. We just hired a Native American production superintendent. Our CFO is Native American, and our attorney's Native American. So we have at least a 60% Native American workforce, but at the same time, it's a process, because number one for MRR is really we hire experts, many of the guys that are Native American are experts. So the issue of getting the right people on the bus is priority, and whether they're from another reservation to me is irrelevant. But once we get them in there, then we've created a workforce development program that will allow us to work with the youth, with the people in other reservations to jump in, go to school, get a degree, and then make a great living in this industry. Now, some of the younger generation that were in here, a little skeptical after what happened here in the last year. They don't feel as secure, but if you look at history, you work hard, you're gonna endure. People are gonna want to hire you. That's what I believe.
This seems like it would take some time. It would seem like almost a 10-20 year project because of the education, to where you mentioned experts, and that's kind of what it stuck in my mind, is that it might take a 15-year-old kid to finish up high school and then go to school for 6 years and then come back and work for you guys. Are you guys looking at this as a generational play?
Of course. That's the only way to look at it. Through our research in the past 3 years, we've come across the term the Great Crew Change. And it was, I was up there talking to, Jim Volker today, and the vice president of Hess. And that's the, you know, that's the main concern of corporate industry, is that who's going to fill the shoes? You know, we're all, I mean, 70% of the oil business in the world, 70% of the workers are over 50 years old. That's what I learned. So there was a gap there from the 80s, late 80s to the 90s, possible to up to 2000, where nobody, there was no influx of work in the petroleum industry. So now, as we teach new millennials, and technology is kind of raised its level on how we drill and how we produce, it's paramount we start teaching people, because otherwise, you know, we're going to have guys in there that are still running the show over 70 years old, and I know some of them don't want to do it, but I sure don't.
To me, when you first mentioned the Native American employees and ownership and making sure that you're taking care of your own people, that the word empowerment comes to mind, where you empower actually a generation. You're creating new opportunities and new emotions for these people. Are you guys looking at that in any way like that?
Well, I used to coach, okay, and I coached in Fargo. I coached for about 7 years there with North Dakota State University, and actually 1 year I was head coach at Fargo North. You know, so the ability to teach kids about what's in their future, and how they, you know, learn to live in the world. When I came back in 2000, worked on the reservation, one of the main issues I've seen was when our kids left the reservation, about 80% of them came back, and that was tough. There was a comfort zone there. So now, I understanding that concept, and it's not in every reservation, but people on other reservations understand what I'm talking about when I mean that. So if they do come back, they can make a great living. They can make six figures in the oil industry. And if we set them up with a degree, then that comfort zone then lends itself to the fact that, well, maybe it's too cold in the winter, I'll go down to San Juan or the San Juan Basin. I got a degree and I can work down there.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.